After Cameron was apprehended, we took him to his cabin. When Abby and I got there, we could have sworn we walked into another crime scene. Broken glasses on the floor, papers and clothes scattered across the bed and chairs. And then there was Cameron himself, still in his silk pajamas from last night. There was a C and B stitched neatly over the shirt pocket. It would be ridiculous if it weren't so utterly pathetic. Cameron Reed, human, age 32. You came onto this cruise ship 2 days ago with the intent of getting married. However, late last night, your bride-to-be was found dead in her cabin. Abby, can you give him some napkins?
Here you go, Mr. Reed.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Detective. Please, continue.
Time of death.
Today was supposed to be our wedding day. I am trying not to think about it, but we had everything set. The cake, the gifts, the decorations. I was going to surprise her with her favorite roses this morning. They had these glitter specks in the petals and romantic quote cards around the stem.
Mr. Reed, I understand that this is a very difficult time for you, but in order to find the person who murdered Blair, you need to stay focused. Please describe to me, in as many details as you can, the last time you saw Blair.
It was last night, right after dinner. I came to her cabin and knocked on the door.
Come in.
You really should be careful who you let inside, Mrs. Reed. You can't trust everyone on this ship.
Who would be wicked enough to hurt the bride-to-be?
Is everything all right?
Yes. I'll need to ask Dr. Fancy Pants for a refill soon.
A refill for what?
I'm not sure what it was, but it was something that helped her with stress. My wife may have been an immortal...
Fiancé. Better to use the proper term for documentation purposes.
My wife may have been an immortal multimillionaire heiress, but she had problems just like everyone else.
Most of Blair's problems started and ended with a bottle of wine.
That's not true. If you're only here to insult my dead wife...
Fiancé.
Wife. She was my wife. You might as well know.
You're already married?
This complicates things.
Explain, please. I need to update my files.
It was actually a week before the cruise.
Cameron, marry me.
Honey, I am.
No, right now, in the courthouse.
I'm impatient too, Blair, but we only have one more week. Come on, we'll be late for our cake sampling.
Cameron, I'm being serious.
Blair, is everything all right?
Read this.
An insurance policy. What, is someone planning to kill me?
No, it's not for you. Or, well, it is. It's for you in case something happens to me.
Blair, don't be ridiculous. It's adorable how seriously you're taking this till death do us part bit, but I'm the only one capable of dying here.
Life is too short, particularly your life. And if you're not going to let me turn you, at least I'll have the peace of mind that in case anything happens to me, you'll be taken care of. That's why I want to register our marriage now.
I may just be a mere mortal, but I won't let anything ever happen to you. Today, tomorrow, next week, and forever. I am yours and only yours. If that's what you really want to do, then let's go to the courthouse. Okay, can we go to the courthouse after our cake sampling appointment? Can't get married on an empty stomach.
Of course.
Cameron's interview left me feeling uneasy. Abby and I headed to the dining room where just last night Blair had been excitedly talking about the upcoming reception. I needed to think, and I definitely needed some food.
Here's the marriage certificate and the policy contract. He had it tucked in his wedding suit poor guy.
Got the stamp and everything. It's legit.
So, technically, Cameron is the owner of all of Blair's property now. If he killed her for the money, why would he tell us about the policy?
You'd be surprised. All right, who's next?
Peter Williams, 300 years old. Close friend of the bride and groom. The almost best man?
Right, let's go. All right, Peter, open up. It's Detective Rose.
And Abby!
Peter! Get your ass over here and open this door.
Something's wrong.
Back up, Abby.
You brought a gun on the ship?
We're on a boat full of vampires.
Noted. There's no one in here.
Shit.